Okay, in our last lesson, we learned how to deconstruct a question. This is really, really important when you look at the assessment criteria for task two, a responding task, because the first criteria explores engagement with the question. Now, the top criteria for that part of the assessment criteria says that a successful response addresses all components of the question. Now, unless you've deconstructed the question, you don't know what all components of the question are. And so this is really, really important. So after we've deconstructed the question, we really need to then consider our plan and our approach to answering the question and looking at this in a little bit more detail, breaking it down. The second stage we go through when we're planning is to determine the parameters of our argument. What is it we're going to write about? This means, in principle, gathering our evidence base and deciding what parts of the text we're going to explicitly write about. Now, it's really, really important that you have clear, explicit examples from the text, really focused, specific examples, because this allows you to demonstrate that you know your text really, really well. When we're gathering our evidence, we need to ask ourselves, is the evidence that we've gathered the best evidence? All bits of evidence aren't equal, so we need to make sure that the evidence we've got gives us the best chance of answering all aspects of the question. You also need to make sure in your planning that you've included reference to text construction, how the text has been constructed to promote the ideas that you say it does. So when you gather in your evidence, be clear that you are exploring how the text has been constructed. Once you've gathered all your evidence, your next stage really is to decide what your strongest argument, what your strongest point is. Again, your strongest argument, your strongest point, your strongest bit of evidence should form the basis of your first body paragraph. Once you've done that, you then need to draft your thesis statement or your proposition. Your proposition is really your response to the question. It's your response in relation to the question. It really shows how you're going to answer the question. So once you've got all your evidence together, you've got your points together, it's at this point that you're in a position to then draft your proposition, your thesis statement. So once your thesis statement has been drafted, you're then in a position to begin writing and planning the topic sentences for your three body paragraphs. Once your topic sentences are written, you're now ready to begin writing your response. Things to note here though. Your thesis statement and your topic sentences should be connected in a clear and explicit way. In other words, your thesis statement and your topic sentences should really be a clear, logical progression of a clear central argument. The next screenshot deals with this in more detail.